Okay, this is Monday the 20th of August, and I'm at Bristol Bath and Science Park. Bristol and Bath Science Park, or BBSP to those in the know. And I'm really excited because this is our first Raspberry Jam in Bristol. And we're in an amazing facility. I wish you could see it. I might take some photos and blog these later. And I'm here with Bonnie and Richard, and they both work at the Science Park. And I don't really know a lot about what goes on at the Science Park, so I'm going to ask Bonnie and Richard to explain a little bit.
Well, this Science Park is new. We're just about coming up to our first anniversary. And one of the unusual things is Bristol and Bath was named a Science City in 2005, but it was the only one of the six science cities in the country that didn't have a science park. And it was named a science city because our research base here is so rich and varied. So we're delighted that this is open because we really want to become a hub for science and technology-based companies. And we've had a lot of companies come to us in the first year, so we do think there has been a gap in the market.
And Richard, can I ask, why do you think it is that Bristol's become such a sort of... I mean, I read loads of stuff that's happening in Bristol, and I think, why is that?
Bristol's got a huge, huge sort of history, really, but right back to the famous, you know, the people like Brunel, that goes back an awful long way. But one of the things that people don't know is that actually Bristol has got a vast array of technologies that it's famous for and not so famous for. Not many people know that Bristol and Bath as a region is second only to Silicon Valley for semiconductor development.
Right, I didn't know that.
Okay. which is another reason why it's absolutely appropriate that Raspberry Pi should be happening here.
Right, and I didn't really know what to expect when I got here. I kind of had in my mind it was going to be like a science museum, but it's clearly not a science museum. What's the function of the building?
Well, the building we're sitting in is called the Forum, and one of the things we discovered when we did our benchmarking to look at which science parks worked around the world better than others was having some shared common space where people could come out and just by chance meet other people, understand what other people are doing, and particularly for young companies, having the opportunity to mix with a number of different people.
Hence the forum which we're sat in.
And we also wanted it to be the heart of the park, so we wanted people to come out of their own buildings and come and use it as their social and meeting space, as a hub, which is what people have done. And one of the key things to making it work was to have good food and good coffee.
Right, okay.
And that's why we have Frisca Cafe, because they are very, very popular. They've made a good name for themselves in Bristol in terms of the freshness and the quality of their food, and we wanted that out here.
It must be tough, though, to bring, I mean, you've got some businesses that are located here at the within the this building. It must be tough to get those businesses to come here in the first place, even after a year. I mean, are you fully occupied yet?
You may think it's tough, but actually we are a major success story in the region. So we are 2 years ahead of target. The ground floor of our innovation centre, which is small technology companies, was filled in 7 months instead of the anticipated 18 months to 2 years. We're about to fit out the first floor. We're 85% full in our other building. So actually, on the commercial property scene in Bristol, we are way ahead of expectations.
So you've plenty
expectations.
To smile about.
Yeah, lots to smile about.
So you've never hosted one of these Raspberry Jams before, and we've not actually had it yet. If there was other people listening to this, because I'm trying to encourage people to open up these awe-inspiring venues, what was it that helped make you decide it was a good thing to happen here?
I think it's partly because it is technology-related, but also because it's inclusive. And part of our ethos out here is to be inclusive. So we were delighted when we understood a little bit more about it and what you were trying to do. And really thrilled that you picked this as your venue.
But I imagine also there'll be people who listen to this afterwards and think, oh, I didn't know about that. Do people often just turn up on spec and come in for...
People often turn up and are often very surprised that they can just come in. But one of our objectives when we started the Science Park was to break down the stereotypes of science parks, which they're closed and secretive and white coats, and actually to open it up to everybody. And we're very open to the local community. And as Bonnie just said, Frisca Cafe is open to everybody during the day for what we call creative collisions, where different people meet different people and innovation happens.
And if people want to go online to find out about the park, is there a website you can say?
It's www.bbsp.co.uk.
bb.bbsp.co.uk.